Northern California was pummeled with heavy rainfall and snow this weekend. Mudslides and deadly flooding followed the downpour, and forecasters expect another deluge this week. This latest weather assault comes after the second earthquake in the Humboldt area in recent weeks and a snowstorm in the high mountains of the Sierras. John Kennedy O'Connor is an anchor for KIEM-TV in Northern California's Humboldt County that's endured some of the worst flooding. He joins me for the latest. John, welcome to Here and Now.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. I live actually in Alameda and our streets flooded. The lagoons here rose so high due to the king tides that people's yards and patios were submerged. My own basement sprang some leaks, but I feel like we got off really lightly, John. How hard has it been for those elsewhere in the state, such as Sacramento and some of the more rural areas?
Well, it has been pretty bad, but I think the rural areas are somewhat to a degree used to this. In fact, the Bay Area does seem to have been the worst hit in the state. I believe that 25% of the entire rainfall for the year fell in the Bay Area just in 2 days. It has been very bad in Sacramento as well. There were widespread flooding, there were levee breaches, and in the agricultural regions, they were inundated with roads and highways. Here in Humboldt, it's not been too bad, but the what is called an atmospheric river is coming back in again today. So I think actually we haven't seen the worst of it yet, because the rain that's yet to come could be considerably worse.
I mean, you know, it is a nice day today, but, you know, the flooding has caused chaos. We've seen all these images of people stranded in cars, homes flooded, power out. How widespread is the damage, and what's recovery efforts look like?
Yes, it is pretty bad. I mean, emergency crews were rescuing motorists in many different areas right into Sunday morning and into Monday. They have found people dead in submerged vehicles. That happened near Highway 99 near Sacramento. So the rescue efforts have been going on, but thankfully it hasn't rained too much in the last couple of days. There wasn't too much rain yesterday afternoon, and there isn't any forecast for today. So that does give some breathing space. But I think that the storm that's now coming back in will create further problems.
Yeah, and let's talk about the earthquake for a moment, because another one struck the same period up there in Humboldt. The first one left, I think it was a third of the houses not safe to live in. Was there any chance to recover before the second earthquake?
Not really, but this was a slightly smaller one. It was 5.4. The previous one was 6.2, and that is a huge difference. So there weren't any additional damage caused by this second quake. But I mean, it was pretty powerful. I mean, things were still flying around. There was no tsunami warning, thankfully, this time, despite the raised water levels. But they already had 300 properties that were red flagged after the first quake, just before Christmas. And this one on New Year's Day was pretty severe.
Yeah,
but I believe now power has been restored in almost all areas.
And just quickly, the storms come as we're enduring a really long, hard drought here in California. Is this dump of rain and snow, will it help us get out of the drought?
Well, it certainly helps, but it's not out of the woods by any stretch. I mean, as I said, I think 25% of the entire rainfall did fall in just a couple of days. Now, if that continues, that will be very good news for the state. But the drought is still ongoing, and I think we've moved down now from severe drought into drought, if that makes sense.
Mm. Well, we are still bracing for what's to come tomorrow. KIEM TV anchor John Kennedy O'Connor is joining us from Humboldt County in Northern California. John, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.